Okay, we'll go ahead and go live. Okay, it is 6 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. We'll call the Common Council meeting to order. We have been joined with Combined Troop 84 today, who is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So let's all stand, and you can lead us. From our last meeting on April 22nd. Yes, we have three members that can vote on it. Any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Jennifer, you can't
move. Can I
move.
Not do
this? Nope. Okay. Sorry. Okay, Dan moves.
And I'll second. And
Jenny seconds it. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. Tad, Jenny, and Dan approve.
Abstain.
And Jennifer abstains, and Brent was not a council member then. So we welcome Brent Bachelman to our council.
Thank you.
Next up is the compliance with the Statement of Benefits. And we'll go through these, unless you guys want to. We can go through these one by one, or we can go in totality. There are, so both Rindley Properties and QIG are both the same company, if you didn't notice that. And then we also have our friends at Casey Jones Plating. That one is in its last year, I believe, of abatement. Rindley Properties are close to that, I believe. So I think QIG is in their second to last year, and
can I ask a question?
You may ask any questions you have.
Were these all turned in on time?
I believe so.
Yes.
There you go.
I move that we have passed them all as one.
As one?
I second that.
Okay.
Are we including the solar?
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I apologize. Does that include the solar array that was also put into there? I didn't mention that one, but that is in your Dropbox. That is from IMPA. They are way above their expectation, but I just want to make sure that you're doing all four, which is Rindley, Casey Jones, QIG, and the solar array.
That's fine.
Okay. So Jennifer motions to approve all four, find them in compliance, and approve an additional year abatement where applicable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Tad seconds. Further discussion or questions? Okay, all those in favor, show the usual sign.
Right. I'm going to abstain just because I'm not.
Okay. Okay, so Jenny, Tad, Jennifer, and Dan approve, and Brent abstains. Okay. Made that easy. Next up is the fence code revision. Nathan, I'll invite you up, please.
Good evening. Nathan Belger, Planning Director. So, as was mentioned at your last meeting, the Plan Commission held a public hearing, reviewed some options on the requested fence code revision regarding types of front yard fences and heights related to that. I presented three different options that would achieve the objective, and the Plan Commission had a pretty detailed discussion about the merits of each one. Opted to forward to you with a favorable recommendation, basically one that would allow for front yard fences of any type, not any type, but any decorative type, up to 4 feet. Currently, we only have chain link allowed up to 4 feet, all other types being limited to 3 feet. So basically, is an equitable way of allowing for front yard fences just by making everything consistent. There are, in the proposed ordinance, a few changes to tweak the material types, make it a little bit clearer what's allowed. Again, ornamental generally. There were some questions about allowing for chicken wire, for example, and so that tightens that up. And I provided you in your packets several different images that were shown to the Planning Commission showing examples of fences that would be allowed under the current code and would be allowed at 4 feet under the proposed change. So I'll mention it just so that you guys don't have to ask me. I do know that there is one existing fence that went up last week in anticipation of this code, and they're aware that if changes aren't adopted, that there could be enforcement action taken. Due to timing and some other considerations, they were willing to go ahead with this, knowing that it's forthcoming, hopefully, but not yet fully adopted. So, any questions for me?
I have a question, Nathan. So yeah. I was just discussing with Jennifer. So you have some different options on here. I just want to make sure. I see the 3 foot. That's pretty self-explanatory. But the 4 foot options, you have option 2, 1, 2, 3, I believe.
Three options in the PowerPoint that you provided.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just want to make sure as I was reading.
So I provided
which one they corresponded to.
Yeah, so I provided you with the slides that were presented to the Plan Commission
okay.
just to give you the full background of what was discussed at the Plan Commission.
Sure.
So the one that the Plan Commission forwarded to you is option 2.
Which is the one with 3 question marks and 0 X's.
Okay, so
correct.
That makes a lot of sense. So
yeah.
Basically all those are going to be, and that's at 4 feet, correct?
Correct, allowed at 4 feet. So
yeah.
There was talk about visibility, for example, and one reminder is that our site visibility triangle, which is at intersections, has a clear clearance from 2 feet to 8 feet, and so even under our current code, 3 foot fences wouldn't be allowed within the site visibility triangle, so going from 3 to 4 feet doesn't impact that. Board of Works, which was another part of the discussion, if we have fence encroachments approved through the Board of Works, they have the authority to refine those placements depending on each situation. We have quite a few places where we have very wide rights of way and others that don't, so it's a very case-by-case basis if you get into the right of way.
Okay. And then this option, the way it's written, does that so this would allow the people who just put their fence in, they're good then?
Correct. All 3 options that were presented to the Plan Commission would allow for what they did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I got a phone call today from one of the Plan Commission members wanting to express why he voted no. One of the option 2, because there is quite a few variables of the type of fence that could be put up. He was kind of questioning as why he voted no. It's not, I think option 3 was a little more restrictive than what option 2 was, but he wanted me to mention that tonight. He wanted to invite us. Know why he voted no on it. I think what he talked to me was more or less the type of fence that could be placed in that area. He just wanted me to express that this evening and help everybody understand the rest of us that don't find information why he did or said what he said. So that was the main issue. So
which person was that? Huh? Which person was that? Because several of them voted no.
Okay. Larry Weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, in the memo I did mention some discussion that was in the, not the opposition, but the dissenting discussion. A couple members wanted to keep everything at 3 feet, so actually lower it to be consistent that way. One felt like front yard fences just shouldn't be allowed whatsoever, and then Mr. Reese was kind of in between. So those were your four members.
I think the only thing that I would want to add to it is that we voted the way we did, who voted in favor of it, because we wanted to be able to give residents options, especially in the downtown part of the city where they may have less real estate essentially to deal with. Maybe their front yard is the best place for a fence for a variety of reasons, for kids, for dogs, whatever. And that was an option that gave really the residents more choices.
Well, quite honestly, it doesn't happen every day. I mean, I think this is like the first one, and since I've been here, I've been here going on 18 years, and it's like, I don't remember very many times we've had an issue. So it's kind of, you know, I think sometimes, you know, just because one person has an issue, you know, do we have to change the whole code for one person? But at the same time, you know, things have been in place for so long. Maybe adjustments are just like we do in ordinances, where we make adjustments and when, you know, to basically update things. You know, and so that's kind of how I was looking at it a little bit, even though it's just one person. But, you know, maybe it could affect others. We don't know that. I just don't see a whole lot of people putting front yard fences up myself, but you never know.
Other questions of Nathan? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I did just put in, I realized it wasn't in your Dropbox, so I did put in the ordinance into the Dropbox, so you'll have to go back out and...
I did get a copy.
Okay. Oh, everyone got a copy. Okay, good. Okay. What do you know what ordinance number that is?
Yep. 2025-4.
2025-what?
Four.
Okay. Dash four. Okay. So, if you're good, I'll go ahead and ask for a motion to read ordinance 2025-4 by title only.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2025-4 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-4, an ordinance amending the text of Chapter 2 of the zoning ordinance.
So this basically codifies, if you will, what the Planning Commission passed with a favorable approval, if you will. Any questions, comments, concerns about it? Marcia's looked over it. She's good. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2025-4 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to second reading at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. Okay. Next up is Ordinance 2025-3. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2025-3 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-3, an ordinance amending Chapter 73, bicycles, unicycles, three-wheeled cycles, and golf carts of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Marcia.
Chief Parrott desired to add three-wheeled golf carts. That's the only change.
So instead of saying four-wheeled vehicle, it says three or four-wheeled, because we're seeing that apparently through
yes.
Our police department. Any questions, comments, concerns about the ordinance change? Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2025-3 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to second reading at the next meeting. Thank you. Okay. We have a couple of positions to fill, with Leslie transitioning to the clerk treasurer's role. We have a couple of board positions that we need to fill from a council member. One is the regional sewer board, regional sewer district board, I'm assuming. One is the joint advisory board. One is the Wellness Committee, and the other is the Ordinance Committee. So, take it away, Mr. President.
Yeah, wonderful. Is anybody willing to step forward and fill those positions?
I'll take the Wellness. Wellness Committee.
Jenny will take Wellness.
We need to make that
you
motion.
Need to. Okay. You can vote on it if you want. Yeah.
Okay. Jenny is willing to take on the Wellness Committee. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Joint Advisory Board.
What is that?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, so the Joint Advisory Board. Nathan, you want to talk about the Joint Advisory Board since you're here?
Is
going to be. That's one I do not
comfortable
Brett
cannot be on it. Yeah. Brett cannot be on that one.
So because the planning department is a joint department between city and county, and then by extension the towns as well by contract, the joint advisor board is actually the oversight board over the department. While the employees are county employees, the board actually functions as the administrative oversight. They meet twice a year. Tomorrow is the second meeting of the year. So tomorrow at 9 a.m. for whoever's going to be a member. The first meeting of the year is typically in February for review of the annual report, go over general business, and then the second meeting is dealing with budget and other financial matters. So actually the fee schedule is also going to be reviewed tomorrow. Meetings usually last maybe an hour, hour and a half, again, twice a year.
Board membership is made up of?
Board membership is made up of one council person, the mayor, a member of the city plan commission, member of the county plan commission, a county council person, one of the commissioners, and actually two county council people. So I think I covered everybody.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'm open tomorrow morning.
Hey, Kat, wishes to be part of the joint planning group. So all those in favor for Kat?
Okay.
Where's the meeting, Nathan?
Meeting room E in the government center, so across the hall from the planning office.
Regional Sewer District.
Regional Sewer
District. When are meetings for that?
The third Tuesday at 5:30. This month we're not having a meeting, so right now it's kind of hit and miss for meetings. Just depends on what's on the agenda.
How long do they usually last?
Depends. I've had meetings last for 2 hours. Sometimes they're 10 minutes. So it really depends on what's on the agenda and who all shows up. And I will say that if nobody wants to step up and do it, I was advised that I could remain on the board. So, but I would be happy to pass it off if anybody else wanted to step on the board.
Is that something that we need to decide at this meeting, or can we do some research and revisit that at the next
meeting? That's up to the council. So.
Table it until the next meeting, or...
Yeah, I would like to do a little bit more research before I make a promise that I can't keep, but that's something that I would possibly be interested in serving on. I just don't want to...
I'll make a motion that we table until the next meeting. Then.
Thank you.
Everybody good with tabling? Yes? Okay. Last one is Ordinance Committee, and who's in charge of Ordinance Committee? Ken, is that you?
I believe it is me.
Okay. Ordinance Committee is made up of two members of the council, as well as usually, I think it's what, police and fire chief and Sally most of the time?
Yep.
So, it's kind of an ad hoc, meaning that it just kind of, well, I don't know if that's official. It just meets kind of as needed, let's say it that way.
I would be open to that one.
Okay.
Brent, she was interested for being in the Ordinance Committee meeting. Or me, a group. So all those in favor for Brent?
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Now that business is taken care of. Move to department head reports. Nathan, we'll start with you.
Permits are starting to pick up as of the first week of May. The first couple months were definitely very cool in terms of permits for both countywide and city specifically. The past 2 weeks have really started to make up for that. We're running actually record numbers for that particular week. However, single family dwelling permits are still very, very cool in the city. I believe they're about half of where we were year to month last year. So that's a little sad, but we'll see how things shape up over time. Couple building updates. The Parker's gym, which is to be located on Connection Way between Crossroads Bank and the Pediatric Dental Office, I believe they're using Impact X as their current name. They will be obtaining, if they didn't get their permit today, they will be this week and starting to break ground up there in the next week or two is their plan, and to be open ideally by this fall. Brett Miller Warehouse, which is actually a very small business, but he opened down on Raber Road a couple of years ago, is doing a parking lot installation, which I highlight for him because it's actually a relatively large project for him, being a very small business. It's a one-person operation, and he's been very successful over the past couple of years. Installation of the parking lot was part of the conditions of approval for the development plan that was deferred to allow him time to basically save up and put that in. So that's down at Raber Road, right after it becomes Raber Road, Lockhart Street. And then finally, Jen, I don't want to step on your toes, so if this was going to be something you mentioned, but the historic tours historic tours that were put on by Columbia City Connect and the County Museum had 34 attendees last weekend, which was a very good turnout for the first time doing it. Doc Gilliam, Jen, myself, and Nikki Keister with Columbia City Connect hosted essentially three different tours of downtown, and the response that we've had both then and since gives us the indication that we need to schedule more, definitely next May again, and then potentially at least one more yet this year. So we're enthused, and hopefully that becomes an annual thing that everybody can look forward to.
What's the name? Thank you. Chip?
Yes. Eagle Park State Park grand opening. You'll be getting an invite tomorrow. I'm very sorry. But that is Saturday at 5 to 8. It's going to be probably pretty big. We are giving away several bikes and skateboards, having a live DJ, and several different bike teams that do tricks are going to be showing up. So it's going to be a fun time. The trail is moving along quickly. I think with either this week or start of next week, Main Street will be down to one lane with a lit traffic signal to let people pass through, because they have to put an island in Main Street. And today, the new community engagement specialist started, Jackson Long Ball, and everything went well with that. So other than that, just a bunch of day-to-day little fires to put out.
Just for clarity's sake, the bikes and stuff we're giving away is not bought with taxpayer money, just so you know.
Yes, sorry. They've been donated.
It's going to be a cool event. It has came at us really, really fast. We've been working with the volunteer skate park advocates and stuff, and so we've been trying to catch our breath a little bit.
It's kind of, it got done, but not like sidewalks done to it and everything, so it's kind of like, we need to open it so people can use it, because people, in essence, have been using it.
They're already using it. So.
Yeah. So hopefully the weather holds out. We can get sidewalks completed to it for Saturday. So.
What time is that on Saturday?
5 to 8. We're going to do the ribbon cutting at 5. I was supposed to meet today with the skateboard advocates, but the rain kind of called us off. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll send out more of an agenda later.
And we're supposed to have a rule sign that goes up between now and then.
Yes.
So you're aware.
DNR signs.
I know there's already been a couple of injuries already. So kids are using it and enjoying it. That's for sure. Question to Chip. Thank you, Terry.
We finished door wiring for the control doors at the new jail, and also got the server rack built, so that's ready. I believe Sean said his guys are going to run the fiber to it this week, hopefully if the weather holds out for them. Our new domain controller we're going to bring online Thursday morning, so we're having a network outage for about 30 minutes, hopefully. And we'll have that installed, and so that will be updated. Continuing to work on, we have at least 7 new employees in the last 2 weeks, so I'm trying to get them all entered into the system. So that takes a little bit to get them through the whole system, email and everything set up for them. That's about it for the major stuff.
Question of Terry. Thank you. Matt.
The pool's on and circulating. It'll be ready to be opened on the May 24th, on Labor Day, Memorial Day weekend. We're actually started putting in the bricks up at Patriotic for the memorial. We started putting those in yesterday. I'll give Ashley a call or email when they're finished so she can let the families know. Baseball and softball are in full swing. Was down there last night and watched a lot of games. The guys are working hard trying to stay on top of stuff, especially with the rain in and out. The grass is growing pretty good. Melinda's working hard with two pool managers. We have a situation where Red Cross is not doing as many classes as they once did for lifeguarding. So we're trying to find a different avenue for us to get good lifeguard training for our guards. So we're in the midst of doing that. We found a couple different options. We just have to narrow it down. We hope to have a great season there. And the next thing we get ready for is Old Settlers.
Question, Matt. Thank you. Kelly.
It's going to be more construction happening around town besides the trail that Chip was talking about. Brooks Construction got our Community Crossings Award, and there's 33 ADA ramps on the list that they will have to take out and replace. I think that's going to start next week. They're starting to call in locates now, so that'll be on the list coming up. There's a couple sewer taps that were put in, one on North Oak Street and West North Street. And appreciate the contractor working with us on that, because that was one of the streets that was on the paving list. We didn't want to pave it and have them cut out into the street, put a sewer tap in. So appreciate them working with us on that. Our concrete crew was working out of Eagle Glen, putting ramps in and a sidewalk, and there's another sidewalk they'll be doing the following week and a couple more ADA ramps. And there's some 50-50 sidewalk applicants that put in applications, and we're waiting to hear back from them. And our guys completed one on North Chauncey. So that's a few things we've been doing.
Question, Kelly. Thank you. Mike.
May 1st, Mike Schoeder from the Water Department myself attended the Indiana Finance Authority meeting, which allows municipalities to apply for funding through SRF and OPRA. Staff went through, cleaned all our diffusion and aeration tanks, which consists of about 1,000 diffusers, poured muriatic acid on them to clean them. They rinsed those off and filled tanks back up. They completed all that last week. If I mentioned before, the secondary valve we were having issues with, the parts came in, so they will start putting that back together. And I also mentioned the long-term control plan, the LLC, the level of control letter that came from the state, the issues that they, or I should say that they found issues with. I sent them a response back on May 2nd and copied the mayor on that, so we're just waiting for a return.
Question to Mike. Thank you, Mike. Dynamic duo.
You
want to introduce yourself?
Us up there,
absolutely, I want you to come.
All right. I'm Jackson Shipman. I'm a senior at Columbia City High School.
I'm Daniel Mullett. I'm also a senior at Columbia City High School.
And we're both members of the Columbia City Youth Council. And we met mid-April last month to talk with Mary Raber and
Little Turtle
about how a bill becomes a law, and just kind of presented to the fifth grade classes.
And so we split into three groups, and we would teach, each got to teach two groups of students, but some were multiple classes. But and we just went over, you know, the stages of a bill, you know, becoming
kind of a digestible level for fifth graders.
And we let them actually work on, it's kind of a fun activity, them making their own bills and it going through. We split the kids up into different, like, you know, Senate, Congress, and the president, and it went through the process, and so that was a fun activity that we did with them.
Questions of youth council members?
I think these two guys would be fun to hang out with.
I'd say we're pretty fun to hang out with.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it. Marcia? Leslie?
I have nothing.
A couple of things. Got a couple of reports I forgot to do during Board of Work, so sorry, Lisa. So from Sean, there's some electrical poles that are set by the pickleball courts. I think that they're working on some of those issues. They've changed 80 failed electrical poles, if you will, around the city since the testing last year. They're going to be the company to do the testing of those poles. We'll be back in this summer and test the remaining 1,163 electrical poles that we have. So we'll see how many of those fail and those that we know we need to change out. Stump grinding is continuing from the trees that were cut down because they were either dead, dying, or diseased. Working on fiber between or at both Eagle Park as well as the new old jail is what he calls it. Hope to have fiber to the former Whitley County Jail by the end of the week, hopefully. They are selecting a contractor for a transmission pole project on Radio Road. And Sean did have a new employee that will be starting in the beginning of June. His bucket truck that was scheduled for an April delivery is now scheduled for a September delivery. And they have started engineering some new power lines on State Road 9 in conjunction with Northeastern RMC to kind of have some new conductors and things like that installed. Not train doo-doo conductors, but power conductors, just for the record. And then Mike Shoda's report's pretty lean, but they are working on North Park Drive to put new water main in there. That's taking a lot of their time. They're also doing some meter replacements. And we did have, I think he maybe mentioned this at the last meeting, but we had a pump go down in the chlorine room. So basically the scenario is where we had two pumps. One of the pumps went down, and so when they went back to the manufacturer, they said, hey, we don't manufacture these pumps anymore. So Mike contacted other people, and they've now switched to a new kind of model. So we've ordered, I think, two of those that have both the pump and the motor that's all in one unit versus having two separate units, a motor and a pump, the whole thing. So we're doing some of that transition, if you will, right now for that. And he is in Plainfield for an MS4 meeting right now, I believe. So, besides that, of course, a lot of things happening here in the city. Junk pickup the last 2 weeks, I think it went pretty well. We've not had too many concerns or complaints about that. So, I think that went fairly well, which is good. We've had a couple of ribbon cuttings and things like that that have happened throughout the city, which is good. Businesses investing in themselves or moving to the city. Of course, I had a State of the City address on Friday, and I mean, it was my State of the City address. So if you weren't able to be there, you can watch it online and blow a half an hour of your time that you'll never get back. So, but again, you guys know what's going on. Hopefully, it was educational for the public. So, Dan and I went to the Deer Chase Homeowners Association meeting last Thursday. It went, I think, really well. People seemed to be really excited about some of the projects. Of course, they were interested in US 30, as you would imagine, and what's going to happen there. We also talked a little bit about some of the property tax bills that passed through the legislature this year and how that would impact potentially our services, things to that effect. So that was that. I said in Board of Works, and Brent not trying to kind of take over this a little bit, but obviously we lost Bill over Deer recently, and as I said in Board of Works, Bill was a pillar of our community, was someone who really had the best interests of Whitley County at heart and was someone who really cared about the progress of Whitley County and where the county was going. And so we mourn his loss and pass on our condolences to him, his family, and it's hard to replace those pillars in the community, let's just say it that way. So besides that, a couple of us are going to Eagle Glen Association meeting tonight, so we're doing a whole lot of HOA meetings going on right now, which is exciting and entertaining in a lot of ways. And it's great. So besides that, think that's all I have. If I can something else, I'll let you know. Dan?
Just thank you guys for being here. I have the ultimate respect for you all, and especially the leaders that are taking time out to help guide you guys through basically life, quite honestly. It gets you all set. I know I went through it. I went through it until I was 18 years old and all that good stuff. So I had some of the best times of my life in scouting. So thank you for being here, and thank the leaders for taking the time to be part of their lives. So thank you.
Jennifer?
Just an update from the Arts Commission. If you're listening to WJHS or visiting Bones Theater, you're going to see our ongoing awareness campaign that we have this year about what the Arts Commission is doing and about ways for people to get involved. You don't necessarily have to be involved in the arts to care about the arts, but we definitely could use some volunteers helping out with some of the things that we want to do this year. We just came out with a new arts calendar that features artists ranging in age from, I think, about 13 to up in their 70s from our community, with a little bio and some of their works on the calendar. Some calendars will be available here at City Hall. There's some at Bones Theater, some at the museum, some at Bruja, so they're out there. We are gearing up for the annual studio art tour in September and partnering with the museum again this year for art at the museum in August and September, which not only brings out historic Whitley County art that's in the museum's archives, but also invites local artists of all ages in the community to get involved and showcase their own work. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the first time anybody's ever shown anyone their work, so it's pretty exciting.
Very cool. Thank you. Ted?
So we had redevelopment today. We actually had a lot of stuff that we covered today. I won't bore you with all the details, but we're still waiting on final clearance on the LML property that's been ongoing for at least 8 or 9 years. We're working on a parking lot swap with the county at the corner of Jackson and Line Street. That's kind of been in the been in discussions for a while now. So we got one more thing to
one more hurdle.
And we'll see if that goes through. We got proposals on a proposal on the Whitley County the jail, the new old jail proposals, and we went back, asked them to go back to drawing board to update pricing, just because it was $9 million, which seemed a lot, and so they came back with a counter proposal, and we the mayor submitted that to our financial advisors to see if it's feasible for us to go forward with that project, at least in the iteration that it is at this point. So we also commissioned a phase two inspection, environmental inspections for Bill Smith Brothers property, to see if that's something we want to move forward with the city and developing that property. That's about it. That's all I have.
Thank you. Jenny?
I have nothing.
Okay. Brett, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks.
You want to say anything?
Thanks for giving me this opportunity. I'm looking forward to it. Being able to hopefully help with making some decisions that are, again, going towards the future of our community. I got some big shoes to fill, but I had, as you know, the swearing in was the day after he passed, and Mom was right here standing beside me, so I'm just really looking forward to serving.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
And on that note, I should mention, this is Leslie's first council meeting. You made it through. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your effort. Leslie has been neck deep in the files that are all piled up in her office. And between her and Rosie, they're tackling a lot right now. And so I appreciate that. We've had a couple of curveballs already this week that that are fun that we're dealing with from an administrative standpoint. But in any case, yeah. Audience, you have anything you'd like to ask us or say? Well, also, we can have questions afterwards, too, if you want. So,
come on, Lucas. Come up with something. No?
Okay. Well, we have no press, and with that, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.